Welcome to another Online Signal podcast. Our very own Allison Cornell spoke with Refuge leaders Caitlin Cash, Corey Hiscox, and Jared Davis about their new roles in Refuge.
Refuge is a student-led time of worship where we can refocus on the story that God has taught us that should be driving everything else that we do. And it's not church, it's not anything like that, but it is good community time for students to get together and learn about God, open God's word together, and worship Him through song. And
thanks. Perfect. Thank you. Corey, same question.
Mm-hmm. The same
question. If you need to add anything, I won't ask all the others questions.
Mm. I feel like I don't have to add too much. The only thing I can think of is that it's a time where we can be re-energized, you know, as a student body, in the sense that we can be in worship together, we can be challenged together, we can grow together, we can hear God speak in whatever way He chooses to speak.
So we really pray that for us as the leadership, that we would be broken in ways that we needed to be, that we would be refined in ways that we needed to be, but also that the student body would. Like, we don't want it to be something that's like a pride thing where you show up and you show each other that you're the good Christian, or that you worship well, or that you do, you know, A, B, or C, but more that it's time where you can be challenged, where you can be pushed to do something practical, that you can apply it. I know Corey said a lot of times that he just wants to be able to challenge people to do something real after they walk out the door. And for me, just leading worship, I want the things that they proclaim and the things they sing to not be evident in the worship service, but to be evident in their lives when they walk out the door.
So. One of the things that's really important for both of us is that we be on the same plane as the students that we are ministering to. Mm-hmm. Not that we go up there and present ourselves as, hey, I'm a Christian studies person, and I know the answers to all of these questions, and you don't, and I want to give them to you. But in the sense that when we are going through and studying the passages that God is laying on our hearts, that we are learning alongside the student body. And I think the way that comes forward in vision is that we, like just like Jarrett said, like we are learning as students to grow alongside each other, you know, especially in college and stuff, just to learn how to live in community with each other.
But obviously, we all want each student who goes, like all of us, to be living lives of serving and things like that, and I think we would both agree that our place is not at all above, but if there is any leadership from us, that we would be coming behind our fellow students, you know, and urging them towards like the word of God and truth and living lives that reflect that truth, like Jarrett was talking about. Like, we want them to leave living lives more like Christ because they are, you know, falling in more in love with God, and that they're learning more about God and they're seeing more of His truth.
Jarrett, you kind of touched on this briefly, but just expand more on what is your heart for the worship aspect of Refuge this year?
I try to do a really good job of pouring out into the band as much as I feel like that's a good ministry for me, is just to encourage them and to support them and push them to stay in the Word and stuff like that. And so I like to pass along Corey's thoughts or Caitlin's thoughts into them and say, this is what we're doing. Really spend some time in this passage this week preparing your heart for what you're going to proclaim. And it does take a good part of time to go through that whole process, but it never seems like it, because it's rewarding. And like, you know, this, I think this, they would say the same thing, like when you have such a passion, God's put such a passion on your heart to do something like that, you look forward to spending that time and that preparation and stuff like that, so it's not a big deal.
Cool.
I guess my process is, once I had like solidified Jonah is the thing that I think I wanted to speak on, and the reason I wanted to speak on it was because of Jonah's perfect thing, ties into last night, was that Jonah is such a human, just such a regular person. He just nothing special. And you can take that and contrast that so much with how great God is. And that's kind of the thing that I've wanted to be hitting on the last 3 weeks. But once you kind of have, you know, your theme or your book picked out, for me, I usually, it's a usually like 4 to 5 day process. The first day or so, it's, you know, an hour or two a day. The first day, I look at the text alone. I don't look at any dictionaries, don't look at any commentaries, nothing like that. I just look at it, and I just try to get whatever it is that God is trying to speak to me about it, like personally. And then over the next couple days, I will bring in commentaries or that kind of thing, dictionaries, and I try to take what God has already like brought to my mind and bring it into like a sense of community. You know, so I'm learning this stuff from Jonah, and then I'm trying to take that and apply it more widely, you know, to a range of people. And then the day before I go up, I just pray. I don't look at it. And then the day of, I look at it, look over like a kind of a script a couple times, and that's about it. There's so much prayer that goes on, like behind the scenes too, like that we don't have anything to do with, really. I mean, we come in, like I came in the other night and had this just mass of people around me praying for me, and I've never had anything like that before, and that is incredibly empowering. So, and Jared does the same thing, like backstage, you know, with the band. He's really good about shepherding them and kind of making sure that everyone's on the same page. And so it's an all-inclusive kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It works really well.
I do feel called to speaking. So that wasn't new. That was probably since I've been in college. But as far as Refuge goes, I really love Refuge. I really love that we, as students, can get together and do something like Refuge, and I think it's really great. And so I love it, and I started thinking about it, I guess, and started praying about it. My sophomore year, I thought about it a couple times, but then just sort of put it on the back shelf praying, and then junior year I started praying about it a lot more. And after that, I mean, I applied. My big thing was I didn't want to do it myself. I didn't want to speak by myself like Matt did last year, for several reasons. Then I found out that Corey was interested in doing it, and I have known Corey since freshman year, so I felt like I could trust him completely with what he did say about God's word, and so I talked to him about it, and I was like, here's the deal. I know Campus Ministries people, and I think we need to go talk to them. And when I found out Corey didn't really want to do the whole thing on his own either, we both went in and talked to James about it. Not as like all or nothing, Corey and Caitlin or no one, like, but just as two people that both sort of had the same thoughts towards Refuge. And then it all just worked out.
My interest was not really there until really last semester, until second semester of my junior year. And it was because for a long time I had kind of grown, I guess, callous to speaking. It's always been something that I've been like, that I've been good at and that I've been gifted in. But I speak a lot at home, and I got burned out on it a little bit. And I was challenged, actually, at home. A really good friend of mine, someone I really respect, was asking me, what's your involvement, you know, on campus? You know, because my involvement at church back home is really good. And I told him it's virtually non-existent. And they said, that needs to change. Like, you have something to say, and you need to say it. And so then I applied, and there you go. I didn't want to do it by myself either. I was terrified. I mean, I say I would have done it, and I would have, but it would have been terrifying. It would have been a train wreck on my part, probably. So it's very fortunate. I mean, God has had his hand in the whole process.